And this is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also online. The time now is 11 o'clock and it's time for the first of this week's edition of Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
If there's ever a trip I'd like to have been on, it's with the Dutch band The X in Ethiopia. They possess such an unquenchable thirst for new music, and they were clearly inspired by so many musicians they met there. That was Tiradel Zanebe and a number called Gwe, recorded during one of their visits. And welcome to another week of Late Junction with me, Fiona Talkington. Kiran Ahluwalia lives in New York now, but she was born in India and she grew up in Canada. As a child, she was fascinated by Indian classical music, and later on she travelled in the Punjab, studying their folk songs. This is a song called Kokka from The Rough Guide to World Playtime. Nils Åkerlund's multi-layered homage to Stravinsky from 1996, following on from the playfulness of Kiran Ahluwalia's children's song, Coca. Last week I played you a track from the new CD by Nils Petter Mulver called Baboon Moon. Last week's track was, I think, rather thoughtful and gentle, but this one summons up the real power of the band. Stian Vesterhus, the album's producer, is on guitar, Ellen Darlin on drums, and the track is called Recoil.
Thank you.
Nils Petter Molvær, Stian Westerhus, Ellen Darlin, and a track called Recoil from Baboon Moon. It's not yet out in the UK, but is available elsewhere. I think I told you last week I was at the studios, the lovely studios Ocean Sound in Orlesund, when it was being recorded. And that track was one they were working on at the time I was there. Very cold days in January. Incredible winter light and walks along frozen beaches. And you can find some videos of the recording and my interview with Nils Petter online. Gentlemen of Durham Cathedral Choir and the plainsong chant Te Lucis Ante Terminum. To thee, before the light fades, creator of all things, we pray that by thy mercy thou wouldst guard and keep us. And the voice of Natalie Stern just before, and her song called Before the Ending of the Day. Richard Thompson wrote a rather gorgeous song about the dimming of the day. It's sung here by Alison Krauss. ¶¶ A couple of tunes there by Howard Skempton, Air and Saltaire Melody, played by John Tilbury. And what a pleasure it was to spend time talking to him at the Punkt Festival last month. Before that, Thomas Tallis's version of Te Lucis Ante Terminum, before the ending of the day, the Chapelle du Roi, conducted by Alistair Dixon there. And they followed Alison Krauss and Union Station with Richard Thompson's song Dimming of the Day. Alison Krauss and Union Station have got 3 dates at the London Jazz Festival, I'm very pleased to say. The bad news, if you haven't got a ticket, is I think that they are all sold out. Now, Swedish trio Fire, that's Mats Gustafsson, Johan Bertling and Andreas Verlin, have teamed up with Jim O'Rourke for a new CD called Unreleased. This is a track called By Whom and Why Am I Previously Unreleased? Thank you.
at high noon, burning sun, I take my things and go. In dusty desert roads, staring afar alone. Silent waves are roaring. Their time will freeze, my thirst will dry, and then I will just keep on going.
Tal Weiss with Tamar Meltzer playing cor anglais and dub mentor on Water Bottles. Afar Alone was the title of that song. A version of Hey Joe from the Turtle Island Quartet before that, and Fire with Jim O'Rourke at the start there, a track they called By Whom and Why Am I Previously Unreleased. Viola d'amore and cello now, some Scottish tunes played by Garth Knox and Agnes Vesterman.
Thank you.
couple of Scottish tunes from Garth Knox and Agnes Vesterman. And Garth will be joining the Christian Valamara Ensemble for a Late Junction session next month, which we'll be recording during the Christian Valamara Ensemble tour. They'll be touring the UK the middle of October. This is music now from the Garifuna people of Belize, Darabu Me Yamadi. I have opened my suitcase and shown you everything I am. Why do you still interrogate me? The exquisite Sissel Endresen and Hum Crush, that's Thomas Drennan and Storle Sturluken, from their new CD called Ha, out on Runa Gramophone. And how to follow that? Let's have some more from the pianist John Tilbury, Howard Skempton's arrangement of a traditional tune called The Cockfight.
Thank you.
Beautiful playing from the Latvian accordionist Ksenia Sidorova, Bach's overture in the French style. And that followed John Tilbury, who was playing Howard Skempton's arrangement of a tune called The Cockfight. I'm Fiona Talkington, this is Late Junction, and if you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, here's a song from Thomas Dibdahl. It's called One Day You'll Dance For Me, New York City.
Dazed and confused, most of all battered and bruised. I came with a dream. Shared by more than a few, it seems. Fall asleep now, New York City. I need to rest. Thank you.
Ricardo Villalobos and Max Lederbauer's remix of music by the Christian Valamre Ensemble. And as I mentioned before, Christian's ensemble is on tour in the UK later on this month. They start the tour on the 20th at the Sage Gateshead. Then they go on to King's Place in London on the 22nd, St George's Bristol on the 24th. On the 25th, they're at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester. And they end the tour on the 26th at the University of York. And somewhere in the middle of all of that, we're going to be recording them with the viola player Garth Knox for a special Lake Junction collaboration session. a collective known as Evening Star, with hurdy-gurdy player Patrick Bufar's Bufaria. Colombian band Grupo Bahia described their music as rescuing their roots and blending them with modern harmony. So let's end tonight with a Con el Corazón, with the heart. Thanks for your company tonight. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow night at the usual time, 11 o'clock. Good night.